episode 2104, what you see is what you wear.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy B Day. How are you doing? Can you believe it? It's already midweek. It is Wellness Wednesday, and it is time to feel good about who you are, the reflection that you see. What you see is what you wear. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Attitude can stop progress or kickstart your potential. And most of that comes from your reflection. What you see is what you wear. Have you ever looked in the mirror and told yourself how charming and amazing you are? Sound familiar? Now, I want you to be honest. But see, that's the kicker. Most of us are not honest. We say one thing but mean another. And that is also true for what we see is what you wear. We look at ourselves and it's like, oh my gosh, right? You get up in the morning and start complaining about bags under your eyes and crow's feet. How do you think that impacts your day? Now let's be real. We all judge ourselves in the mirror. We secretly wish we could make changes, which usually results in defeated self-esteem and long wishes that even a stable bank account can't buy. Don't place blame on a look or a glance. You need an attitude checkup. Who you see in the mirror is where you need to begin. Wear your style. Confidence becomes you. That is your kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Wear your style. Life isn't about what everyone else is doing. You are unique. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. So why would you sell yourself short just because? Why would you do it? We have to be more willing to be who we are in the season we're in. It's time to crack the mirror of perfection. Stop believing what you think people are saying. Stop sharing lies with your heart and wear your style. So what does that look like in real life? Because when you think about it, what you see is what you wear. If you keep telling yourself, when you look at yourself in the mirror and you say, I am ugly, do you know what you're doing? You're reaffirming what you are thinking about yourself. And that's a negative thought that's coming out of your mouth, which means you are reinforcing that, which means what? It is going to stay there for a really, really, really long time, like till death do us part. It's ridiculous. It's not fair. It's not right to you. Why? Because you're fearfully and wonderfully made. You're very unique. You're not trying and you should not try to be somebody else. There's only room for one of you. Yep. Crazy, fun, loving, energetic person, introvert, extrovert. It doesn't matter what your makeup is. What matters is that when you see yourself, you're like, yeah, I can wear this. Confidence becomes you. So number one, you need to give grace. Give yourself grace. It's a place of acceptance without judgment. Most of the time when I get up in the morning and I look at myself in the mirror, I'm like, oh my gosh, you've had a long day. Okay, let me let you in on a little secret. My daughter just had our first grandbaby. Yes, a grandson. We were so excited. It's a boy. But in all of that, I may be exhausted. But when I look at myself in the mirror, I have an option. I have choices. I can say, oh my gosh, you look like a horrible grandmother. Who would have thought that you would look like you are right now? That might be one scenario. Or it might be, whoa, you are really exhausted. Your eyes are tired, but you know what? You can do what you need to do today and then go take a nap. That changes everything. Yes, some would say, oh, it's a positive twist. It's a play on words. You can put it to whatever you want. But until you begin to say, all right, I've got to be able to provide myself a place of acceptance without judgment. See, when you think about it, we're all trying to fit in. Why do you think you're trying to exercise? Why do you think you're trying to eat right? Now, I would love for every single person who listens or who has ever listened to this podcast to say, yeah, well, it's really all about me as who I am as an individual, but that's not the truth. What you see is what you wear. If you believe one thing and you're talking about another, there's a problem here. And when you're looking for that acceptance without judgment, most of us are going, oh, well, I'm not accepted. I want to run in with the in crowd, but the in crowd's old and I don't like that. And well, then you don't go with the in crowd because you're not like them. You don't look like them. You don't talk like them. You're just a mess. What are you to do when you're sitting here going, okay, I'm supposed to accept myself and to a degree love myself, but I can't have judgment. Now, there's a difference. You can say, I look exhausted, and fill in the blanks with, oh my goodness, you're the ugliest thing in the world. See how it becomes negative? That's judgment. Have you seen anybody better? I mean, come on, you got to look at yourself here. Yeah, I think I'm doing pretty well. Well, is that honest words or is that words that are, oh, well, okay, I think I feel this. I'm not really going to own it. I'm just going to say it's here. Our minds are very complicated and there's a lot of things that we don't know. And what I can tell you is when I'm exhausted, which I am now because I just came back from visiting our first grandbaby boy, I didn't get a lot of sleep. But when I look at myself in the reflection, I don't see bags under the eyes that are exhausted. I don't see crow's feet. I don't see a furrowed brow. I don't see, you know, pursed lips. What I see is beauty. And I know that I am trying to always get better every single day and do what's right for me, my family, and most importantly, God. So give yourself grace because he gives it to you. Number two, smile more. There are so many people, too many people actually, walking around with discontent and disappointment written all over their faces. When you smile, you erase what you think you should have because you focus on what you do have. Your perspective changes. And most of us don't understand perspective. Why? Because we're not playing the card of awareness. We just go about our day. What would happen if you were driving to work and all of a sudden a train appeared out of nowhere on a road that you travel every single day to and you've never seen that train? What would happen with your mind? Would you like really be like mind blown? Drop the mic like this is amazing or this is, oh my gosh, scary. There's no tracks. There's no nothing but here's a train and it's in the middle of the road that I was just driving. You got to smile more. You got to say, you know what? I may not understand this right now, but what I can do is work up to what I understand at this moment in time, in the season, and then be able to move forward. But what happens when you put a smile on your face? Not only does it bring some endorphins into you, but it also gives you that opportunity to bless someone else, to let them know that they matter. Because sometimes we're all caught up in our own self. And to a degree, that's great. Your best selfie, right? You need to know your reflection and you need to know what you're thinking about it. But it also doesn't tell the whole story. And when you do tell the whole story, there's always perspective. If I was to tell the story of our baby being born, it would sound totally different than my husband telling the story of our grandson being born. You all would be shaking your heads going, okay, were they in the same area? Did they see the same grandchild? Yeah, no, because it doesn't make sense. No, that's not it. It's our perspective. And we have a perspective and then we take it into our minds and there is a form of interpretation. You want to cut right through the stuff that you shouldn't be bothered with? Give grace, smile more. And finally, number three, wear confidence. You are not always going to like where you are in every season. I don't like it. There are some days I'm like, Lord, what lesson are you teaching me? I try to be very open with that, knowing that I'm going to be very watchful because life is short and I need to make some tough decisions. But facts are facts. And if you're looking at facts versus fiction, then you're going down the right direction. So wear confidence. And understand that when you wear it, that doesn't mean that you're less than in any one season or better than in any other seasons. Love yourself in every season. So when it's cold and the air is drier and you're looking at yourself in the mirror and you're like, oh my gosh, I need like a major exfoliation. You wonder, how could I go out looking like this? So are you ready to create your now? It's time you know your own potential. It's time to know that what? You got options. You're not stuck with where you are. And if you are, it's because you chose it. You can go out there and make anything happen. Will it take time? Most likely. But can you figure it out? Most definitely. It's time you know your own potential. You know that I believe in you or I wouldn't show up today. And I got to tell you, I am exhausted recording this podcast episode. But you see, I have made a commitment, not just to myself, but when I look at myself in the mirror, what I do here on the podcast is reflected. And if I can't help you through very simple, right? The Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions, a very simple process, strategic tools, then how in the world am I going to accept myself? Are you ready to create your now? It's time you know your own potential. I believe in you. So get ready and pick up that belief torch. Stop sitting here and moaning and groaning. Stop feeling bad for yourself. Nothing is going to change until you are willing to take one step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Start walking those every single day. As a side note, when I was waiting for my daughter to deliver, because with COVID-19, no one is allowed up in the delivery room. And so she only had her husband, which is very important, by the way, but she didn't have her mom, whom she wanted. She didn't have her mother-in-law, whom she wanted. And so there I'm sitting waiting and waiting and waiting. And what I did was I got on my shoes and I went walking and I walked and I walked and I walked. Sometimes we have to understand that we have to take one step at a time that's going to lead you to miles of greatness, but it has to come from one step. It's not easy being you. It never will be. It's not easy being me. It doesn't matter if I haven't slept in like forever. It doesn't matter if like my eyelids feel so heavy, like I need like 12 toothpicks in one eye to keep the eye open. I'm exhausted. But I've made a decision. And I could sit here and look at my reflection and say, yeah, everybody will be fine. You know, you don't have to do that. I can talk myself out of it, which, as you know, you're probably really good at. We all are when it comes to our own junk, our own stuff. And when we mess up, we're like, oh my gosh, where do I begin? Your attitude is 1,000 times more important than most of what is discussed in your classes. So are you ready to step back for a moment? Are you ready to say, you know what? I don't get it, but I'm going to do what I can and take it one step at a time. And that's going to lead you to miles of greatness. So are you ready to create your now? Go out, train for life, and love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.